We have a huge business deal to tell you about this morning. In fact, the biggest acquisition of the year so far. It involves the Lexington pharmaceutical company Shire, which has agreed to be bought by Chicago-based AbbVie for around $55 billion. The deal was just finalized this morning. So for more, we turn now to WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch. Good morning, Kurt. Tell us about this deal.
Good morning, Bob. Shire is you said based in Lexington, but it's technically headquartered in Dublin. And that's a big reason why AbbVie is paying $55 billion for a company that just had $5 billion in sales last year. Now, that's not totally unusual in biotech and drug companies where you're working on something that can make you a lot of money later. But a big reason that AbbVie is buying Shire is because by doing so, it actually lets AbbVie, which is based in Chicago now, move its corporate headquarters overseas to enjoy a lower tax rate. So some of those $55 billion definitely for being able to buy Shire and the neuroscience, and which complement the cancer and HIV drugs somewhat that AbbVie is working on. But a big part of it is just to be able to save a lot of money on corporate taxes.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about these kinds of deals, these inversion deals recently. Is this a new phenomenon or not?
It kind of is. It used to be easier for U.S. companies to move overseas, and Congress made it harder. And so now companies have found, you know, what critics might call a loophole, but what has been done before, which is basically when you have a foreign company and a U.S. company merge, they have to decide where their headquarters are. And so foreign-based companies, which Shire technically is, even though most of its employees work in Massachusetts, have become takeover targets so that companies can take advantage of this way out to this avenue to lower taxes.
Well, these inversion deals are facing increased scrutiny, especially up on Capitol Hill. Could this deal this morning ramp up that effort or even somehow scuttle this deal between AbbVie and Shire?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. And I should also say that this scrutiny could affect another merger that happened earlier this year, and that's between Covidien, which is based in Mansfield, and Medtronic from Minneapolis. That was another big deal. That merger made a lot of business sense for what the two companies do, but it also took advantage of the fact that this Mansfield-based company is technically headquartered in Ireland, too. And so both of these would be affected if Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, had his way. He is asking Congress to ban these so-called corporate tax inversion deals and make them retroactive back to May. But I don't think that's going to happen because Senator Orrin Hatch, the Republican on the Finance Committee, wrote back to Lew yesterday and said, you know, retroactive taxes are pretty punitive.
WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch talking about the $55 billion purchase of the Lexington-based company Shire this morning.